So this is just a normal test with the case on, Megan? This is a normal test, isn't it?
It's such a normal test.
It is a normal test.
It's the most normal test that I've ever experienced in my life.
Very normal test. And this is another normal test, isn't it, Megan?
This might even be more normal than the previous
It's
test.
More normal than the other test was.
It's so normal.
It's a normal test, that's right.
Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton.
You're always really awkward because you
I'm always really awkward because I feel like I'm being like not judged, but you're like, oh god, this on recording. If I say something stupid, it's just there permanently.
Well, that's why I record everything we always
have
say.
Have you
all
already
the time.
Recorded it?
Have I already recorded it?
I've been bamboozled.
I have, you have. I've got you. I've also kept those test recordings. I might keep them in as well for a little bit.
Yours.
That is my coffee. Don't you dare. You may be the driver.
It's so delicious.
I know, honeycomb is great. So, for anyone unaware, me and Megan, if you've listened to the last couple of shows of Genuine Chit Chat, sounds weird saying that without a microphone in front of me, is we're on a road trip. Yay! We weren't meant to be going around Europe, around like Liechtenstein and Switzerland and Italy and Belgium, and because of COVID, we're instead driving up to Liverpool.
Good old COVID, huh?
Yeah. So, instead of driving up to Liverpool, we're going there for a couple of days, Blackpool for a couple of days, Lake District for 3 days, and then down to Stratford-upon-Avon and Warwick Castle. Which is exciting. Don't know how frequently we're going to record, and then how long the episode may end up being, like 10 minutes long.
We're going to become vloggers.
Yeah, that's it. It's travel.
We're gonna become YouTubers for the sole purpose of this trip and become vloggers.
Even though I'm not even recording
hey
video.
Hey guys, this is my channel.
This is my channel. Make sure you like and subscribe, and you know, tell me in the comment section below what you think of. You know,
what challenge should we do next week?
Oh God. But yeah, so we're going up to Liverpool first, and we're going to. It's going to be golf, isn't it?
Yeah, we're playing mini golf.
But it's like
ghetto golf.
Ghetto golf, it's called. Sponsor? It's not. We don't have sponsors on this show, unfortunately. But it's ghetto golf, and it's like for it's 18 plus because they have a bar in there and it's drinking.
It's a raunchy lounge.
No, a raunchy mini golf course.
A raunchy mini golf course.
That would not be something very exciting, well, for me at least. It's a mini golf course, and you can drink while you're there. We have with the tickets we ordered. You get two drinks with the tickets and also some sort of snack, which I'm quite excited by.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be nachos or like sweet potato fries or something.
It'll probably, be chips or something.
It'll look good. But yeah, we're doing that. And then, is it the following? We're going to some sort of gaming thing, aren't we?
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. We're going to this retro gaming arcade, which name I've forgotten. So maybe when I record tomorrow, I'll say the name of it.
Yeah, I keep forgetting the name of it as well.
Yeah, and it's they've got like 12 retro gaming arcade machines and things, which I'm quite excited to use. And then this bloke is Simon, is the bloke's name?
I don't know what his name is, but I think it begins with an A. And you kept saying Simon yesterday when you were telling someone about this, and I feel like his name begins with an A.
You think it's Andy?
I think it might be Andy, yeah.
It's either Andy or Simon. We'll know more tomorrow.
Very completely different.
Sorry to both Andy and Simon, who I'm sure are listening to this. He basically takes us to, there's a vault, a VHS vault, and it's got 10,000 VHS tapes. So for any young listeners, a VHS was the thing before DVDs.
I can't even say it's like a cassette, because young people don't even know what a cassette is.
I almost said it's like a cassette, but yeah, I think VHSs are more commonplace than cassettes are. Because CDs were much more common in the 90s, and DVDs didn't quite come in until...
I don't know, I'm just old now.
Yeah. But anyway, loads of old school movies, and I think we're going to see what they've got, but I'm pretty tempted to watch Back to the Future. Because you haven't seen Back to the Future.
No, I've seen bits of it.
Oh, you've seen bits of every great film, you've just not finished them.
I think I fell asleep during Back to the Future when I watched it the first time.
How long ago was that?
I think I was at school, like secondary school, so I would have been younger than 16.
Yeah, it was over 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
The look of disgust on your face. Yeah. We're doing that, and then there's a couple of museums in Liverpool that look quite cool as well that I'm quite interested by.
There's a natural history museum. Oh, no, come on, cars, let me...
We're driving on the road. Megan's driving, fortunately.
Have a car behind me. He's not going to let me out. Come on.
We're in her car, so we're drinking two Costa coffees, a sponsor. And we're getting... Is it Puff or Waffle? Is that at Liverpool as well?
Yes, that is. I got it on Groupon, Puff or Waffle.
So we don't fully know what it is.
Just know that it's some sort of waffle.
So it seems,
and I'm very excited about it.
It seems to be that you use like waffle batter and then cook the waffle batter and it inflates.
I think it's meant to be like little pieces of waffle.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they do that, but it inflates. That's what's called puffle waffle. There's puffs, like waffle puffs, and they fill that with a filling. So you get like chocolate filled waffle batter.
All I know
been
is
cooked.
That I'm trying to do well with slimming wild and healthy eating, but I mean, we had McDonald's breakfast this morning and tomorrow we're having puffle waffle,
and
I know that
drinking.
The next day that we're going to be having fish and chips in Blackpool.
And also we're drinking tonight, and we just had a Costa, which isn't as bad.
Yeah, well
mine's a honeycomb one, so
it's
worse.
Mine was an almond milk latte, which I believe is 5 cents.
Yeah, so
from the top of my head.
Well, that's it. And it so, but it's one of those things I've said before, which is whenever we go on holiday, don't go bloody mental and eat 5 donuts for breakfast. But it's like, be more aware of things.
Well, I made the packed lunch. I made the scotch eggs and the little healthy sausage rolls.
Yeah.
You had too much sage in them.
Very sagey sausage rolls. Not enough paprika, because there's no paprika, which is not enough at all in my eyes. But everything should have paprika in it, even my coffee. But it's... look you gave
absolute
me
psycho.
I wouldn't have paprika in my coffee, that'd be grim. Some people do have chili powder or like Tabasco sauce in their coffee.
Well, that's the thing, that's meant to be good for your
colds,
like,
and things,
cold and sinuses and your immune system.
Well, that's it. And so we've said, like, we're trying to be good to a degree, but like if we're going on holiday, like we would be traveling around like Italy and Liechtenstein and Switzerland and stuff.
To be fair, if we were travelling around Europe right now, I'd be like rubbing myself in pasta and pizza, realistically.
Yeah.
So,
It is one of those things where it's like, try to be more careful with food in general, but not, like, I'm not going to go to Blackpool and not get fish and chips. Like, fish and chips are the best. So, which just goes to go to show in a lot of ways. Like, a lot of people we know, including Sean, who was on the podcast a few weeks ago, he says he loves American food. He says it's way better than English food. And I know that they put like loads of sugar in everything, but it's like English food is renowned for being bad, and it's kind of evidenced by the fact that my favourite English meal is fish and chips, which is just deep fried potato and deep fried fish. It's like,
and then you've got Scotland, which is like known for the deep fried Mars bar.
Yeah, which I only had one of before in my
life.
I had one at a local fish and chip shop to mine about 8 years ago.
For God's sake.
Yes, more speed limits.
Why are there so many speed limits?
Go from 70 miles per hour to 50. This is the third batch of 50 speed limit we've been to on the motorway in this trip. We've only been driving for 2 hours.
We've been driving for longer than 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
At least 2.5 now.
Yeah. Well, I've also... because I've been doing some graphic design work as well, because quite a lot of the people that I... like on the feed of Comics in Motion, where I have Star Wars Comics and Canon, there's other podcasters and... there are some cows over there, but no one in the podcasting room can see that. Sorry, guys.
Mike, take a picture of
them. Take a picture and I'll put it on Instagram and be like, get ready for this podcasting release next week. But I've been doing some graphic design work with some of the people in Comics of Motion, like Tony Farina of Indie Comic Spotlight. I did his logo. Max Byrne, who's got Mandatory Marvel and DC, I've done his logo. And I've done... there's a couple of other in the pipeline that I'm making as well. And also someone else has just approached me and asked me to make another one for them. So I really shouldn't have told people I used to work in graphic design, and I shouldn't be so nice about it and stuff, but that's what I've been doing in this trip, listening to your Slimming World podcast while I've been doing graphic design.
Yeah, but now you've also announced it on here, so you might even get more people asking for you to do logos.
I might do, but if anyone does want me to do a logo for them, they're going to have to wait like 2 or 3 months. It normally takes like a month or two.
Get in the queue, get a ticket.
It takes me like a month or two to get any podcast. The thing is, I don't advertise it online. I don't want to be like, yeah, everyone, I'll make you a podcast logo, because it would just be forever. I would just be constantly making them.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind for people I know or people who really need a hand, but occasionally, you know, someone will say, oh, can you make me one? And I'll go, do you have an idea? And they don't. And you go, cool, I'll just make them from scratch. And then you get halfway through it, and then they go, oh, actually, we've got these 3 things we want to add in that are really unnecessarily complicated. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So you want to do me a logo?
You don't have anything that you would need a logo for.
I'm going to start a podcast.
You're going to start... I did actually think...
it's going to be called Schmenu and Schmitschmet.
Schmenu and Schmitschmet. That wasn't an awkward silence. I was trying to drink my coffee and you just didn't add anything else to that.
I had nothing else to say.
It's apart from Schmenu and Schmitschmet.
Yeah, what were you going to say about podcasts?
Well, I did think that if I somehow became podcasting famous and made money off podcasting, and I had enough of a platform where I could put other people's podcasts on there and then they would also get famous, basically like Joe Rogan, which is not going to happen, but that would be the dream. If I made enough money from podcasting, you could start your own podcast about, like, cooking and food and things. It could just be what Megan likes. And you just be like, I like puppies and I like chocolate.
I like pigs.
And I went to a farm today and I pet some piggies.
I pet a piggy with my name.
Well, you did. Well, that was the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Megan the pig.
What you give? People don't know the story.
Oh, well, the story is I went to a farm the other day and there was a pig called Megan. That's pretty much it. There were some little piglets and their mum was called Megan, and pigs are like my favourite animal, so I got very excited that the pig was called Megan. So I took a selfie with her.
Megan and Megan.
But she wouldn't stop eating, so I didn't actually get a picture of her face. I just got a picture of her little, like, snout, like...
Yeah. Well, that's exciting stuff. And everything after Liverpool, we're going to Blackpool, because it was quite cool in Blackpool. There's a zoo and aquarium and Blackpool's Pleasure Beach. Now, if anyone who's not from England, Pleasure Beach sounds like a nude beach or some
it
sort.
It does, it sounds
orgy
filthy.
Beach. Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, Pleasure Beach, that sounds horrendous. It sounds like a strip in Vegas. Like, you go to the Pleasure Beach casino,
but
and they've got loads
the Pleasure Beach Hotel.
Yeah, and then they've got like loads of prostitutes in there, so I don't want to go there. And those weird vibrating sex beds. your face.
Disgusting.
Yeah, grim. But no, Pleasure Beach is it's a really old theme park, basically. It's not quite as exciting as Thorpe Park or Alton Towers and things like that, or Poulton's. It's probably more exciting than Poulton's
Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as exciting there, because it's no longer a hoo-hoo.
No, it's now the Peppa Pig
World. It's now Peppa Pig World. They've got rid of the like actual like slogan for it. It was my childhood. It was an owl.
Yeah, what was he called? Was it Percy?
It might have been Percy, actually.
Maybe Percy the Owl or something.
I can't remember.
You say it's a hoo-hoo at Poulton's Park.
Yeah, it was a hoo-hoo at Poulton's Park.
That was in the golden days of our childhood, when you had the Toys R Us still open with the giraffe, and you had...
Toys R Us still open with the giraffe.
Yeah, because Toys R Us is closed now, and when it was open, it had
Toys R Us completely closed?
Closed like a year ago. It went into administration. No one buys toys anymore.
It's called Toys R Us. Toys R Us, Toys R Us!
Yes. That was pretty accurate of how it sounds. And we're going in Blackpool because of Pleasure Beach, the theme park, and the aquarium and the zoo. We get these points with Tesco. So Tesco is a supermarket in England. You buy stuff and you get loyalty points. And with that, they have this thing called Club Card Boost. And it's like you can triple the amount you've got. So we've got like £60 worth of points.
Which you could put towards your shopping. But yeah, if you put it towards your shopping, it just equates as the £60.
Yeah, so you do the shopping, £60 off. But if you put it for Boost, you get three times that amount. So we get like £180 worth of vouchers.
To do activities.
We're days out. There's like zoos and aquariums, which obviously are two of the places we're going to. Pleasure Beach.
It's going to be completely free. All the activities in Blackpool is going to be free because we're going to use Tesco.
Yeah, so we're doing that. And then we're going up to the Lake District, which is, well, it's a district in England that's further up north that's got loads of lakes, as the name tells. And neither of us have been there before. I don't think you've not been there, have you?
I haven't been to any of the places that we're going on this trip. I think this is the furthest I've driven up north in my life.
Yeah, whereas I've been to Liverpool before. I went a few years ago, and I went to Blackpool as well. So, but I've not been to the Lake District, so quite excited about that. And we're gonna do some kayaking, probably some bit of hiking. We've been told to bring back some rock.
Stones, as in a stick of rock.
Yeah, I don't know. Do Americans have sticks of rock in America?
I don't know.
It's like hard candy, but it's not quite like boiled candy that you have to crush your teeth to crunch it in there.
No,
it's like,
I think stick of rock might be an English thing.
Yeah, I feel like it is. But a stick of rock is basically like a cylindrical tube almost that's about 12 inches long, and it's flavoured. So it's like flavoured,
it's flavoured, hard boiled candy, sweet.
It's kind of eating, it is like eating a rock. It's like chewing on a rock that's soft enough to eat that tastes of basically sugar and one other vague flavour.
Yeah.
It's not that nice, actually, rock.
I don't mind it.
I'll eat it if someone gets it for me, but I'm never like, yeah, rock.
It's always the thing. It was always the thing when I was at school, when someone would go on holiday in the summer holidays or like during Easter or whatever, someone would always bring back a stick of rock for their friends.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Oh, thank you for this thing that I don't actually like that much, but thank you for the present anyway.
Well, it's like candy floss, or as Americans call it, cotton candy. I just think it's so overrated. When I was younger, I was like, yeah, candy floss.
I can't stand candy floss. I hate it.
I used to love it, but then
It gets stuck in my teeth, and it goes all like, I hate using my surname as an adjective, but it goes all gritty, and it's all horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't really have any flavour either.
It's just pure sugar.
It's also like eating hair. It's like eating sugar hair. Or like cobwebs. It's like sugary cobwebs. That's like a consistency.
Delicious.
Yummy. See, we're doing that Lake District kayaking. There's like a place that does gingerbread that I'm quite excited to go.
That's in Grasmere,
because it's Windermere.
Was it Grasmere or was it Grasmere? Because your boss said that I said it wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's in the Lake District.
It's somewhere in the Lake District.
It's like a fifth generation gingerbread shop.
Yeah, which is quite cool. And I love gingerbread, both the cake gingerbread and also the biscuit gingerbread. I do prefer the cake generally, though, so I really hope it's like proper cake gingerbread.
This lorry ahead is freaking me out.
Yeah, it's taking up two lanes, but it's in the middle. And
it's also really big and like cylindrical.
I think it's got like an oil drum on the top of it.
It kind of looks like a
scared face.
No, like a bobby. You know, for like the sewing machines.
You think I've ever used a sewing machine?
You never used a sewing machine at school?
No, because what happened when we went to school is that it was sexist and they didn't. I'm joking. We did textiles, but I never learned how to use a sewing machine.
Oh, right. I used a sewing machine and it went through my thumb.
In textiles, maybe I did use a sewing machine. Did I make a... I don't know. We made tie-dyes in textiles.
Yeah. I made a hat for my brother in textiles and it had a little... It said Dav, the Italian stallion on it, and it had a little stallion on the front of it.
Has he ever worn it?
I think he worn it like twice just to be like, oh, this is nice. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, that's pretty... cringe.
He used to call himself Davin the Italian Stallion.
I know.
That used to be his email address.
I know, that's what's cringe about it.
Yeah, so actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're driving next to that giant oil drum.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of driving.
It makes me feel like Final Destination, where the thing is going to rip off and it's going to smash into us. And then after Lake District, and we're going to toddle in about there, we're going to Stratford upon Avon. And any people who know much about literature, which is not me, is that William Shakespeare was born... Was he born there?
He was born there. And
he wrote those sort of things.
You can go and visit his house. However, because of COVID, I don't think it's open at the moment.
Yeah.
So the main reason that we're going is kind of a stopping off point because we want to go to Warwick Castle the next day on the way home.
Yeah.
We will go back to see the William Shakespeare stuff, but from when I looked it up, it wasn't open.
Yeah, because it's William Shakespeare's house that he either grew up in or he wrote all his works in or something like that. I think you can go and see the desk that he wrote pretty much everything in, which is quite cool. I mean, I'm not the hugest Shakespeare fan, but his impact on culture is undeniable. Like his storytelling and things, of course. So there's that, and Warwick Castle, which we're quite excited for. We're just going to quite a few castles and museums and things while we're away because we're just massive nerds.
Yes.
I think that's most of what we're kind of getting up to.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
No, we're just going to kind of switch this on. Maybe, I'm not even saying every day, but every couple of days, just have like 5-10 minutes of talking what we've kind of vaguely been up to. It's because I mentioned it in passing on an episode a little while ago, and then a couple of people contacted me and
What did Tony call it?
Oh, I'll have to
Mike
look
and Megan's.
I'll have to check because I don't want to misread it. Shout out to Tony Farina. He's from Indie Comics Spotlight and Comics in Motion. Go check him out. I love Tony. He's one of my favourite people.
He came up with a tagline for
where
the episode.
It?
I can't remember what it was, but I enjoyed it very much.
Where is it? Lots and lots of dead air, which is always good on this. There we go. Yeah, he said, I can't wait to hear the Mike and Megan on the road show.
Mike and Megan on the road show.
Mike and Megan on the road show. Maybe make a little ballad for that. I'm not going to do that. That's far too much effort. But yeah,
I'll just make up a jingle.
Got them.
Mike and Megan on the road show. Yeah. I'm sorted.
I'm going to clip that and I'm going to put that at the start. And I'm going to keep
so
that.
So out of tune.
Yeah. No editing.
Trying to concentrate on driving whilst also talking to a mobile phone.
Exactly. So yeah, that's basically what we're up to, guys. And yeah, next week normal stuff will be continuing with Genuine Chit Chat, but until then it's going to be this. Which,
what the hell is that smell?
It smells like gone off.
It smells like egg.
Gone off egg McMuffin.
Oh mate, that is rank.
It's definitely not me. I want to clarify.
Is it the aircon?
Yeah, well I think it's coming out of the aircon.
Oh, that is disgusting. It smells like sulphur.
Yeah. Ugh. Pretty grim. But yeah, I'm going to stop recording now and then we'll pick it up again either tomorrow or the next day. So, yeah. Right, so we're actually recording this after the next recording you're going to hear. But basically, I recorded it with the phone connected through Megan's Bluetooth in her car. And the audio quality is absolutely abysmal.
So we decided to leave it at first, but then we re-listened to it and it's honestly so shit.
It's not you can't actually hear
it. It's barely audible, so we're having to re-record and try and remember exactly what we did in Liverpool.
So basically, yeah, this is recorded after the next one you're going to hear, but it's actually talking about what we were doing previously. So obviously the first sort of leg of the trip, we were driving up to Liverpool. I think we spoke about what we were planning on doing and stuff,
yeah,
and what the general trip was happening. So although right now we've now left Blackpool, we're going to be talking about what we're doing in Liverpool. So when we got to Liverpool initially, we stayed near the Hope University, which is really cool. It was about a 40 minute walk from the centre, and we went on the night we got there to a place called Ghetto Golf. If you're on my, I can't remember if I post on Instagram or not, but
I don't remember.
Oh god, there is traffic here, isn't
there? Oh, we've done so well without traffic.
Ah well. But we went to a place called Ghetto Golf. Now, on my Instagram, you may have seen previously, I went to a place called Junkyard Golf in London. There's also a Junkyard Golf in Liverpool. In Amsterdam, there's a glow-in-the-dark golf, which I can't remember what it was called.
I'm pretty sure you did post it to social media. Anyway, if you're looking for the Ghetto Golf, it'll be posted around the 3rd of August 2020.
Potentially, if I did do it. But also, basically, what Ghetto Golf is it's a golf course just for adults. So you have to be over 18 to get in. They have loud, popular music playing.
It's super loud. It reminds me of going into a Hollister because it's so dark and loud.
Yeah, and they've got like street food there. It's a brand called Apocalypse Cow, and it was lovely. They also have a bar, and you can order drinks and things. So it's 18 holes, and all of the holes are themed and really crazy things. There was like a Mario one. One was like a toilet one, which you have to hit it over this ramp into a urinal. And if you get it in the urinal, it then falls through a tube into the toilet bowl, and you get a hole in one. Otherwise, you have to get round the other way. I got a hole in one.
I did not.
There's also, God, there was an Amsterdam area where there were two of them.
Oh, there were dildos on the course.
Yeah.
It was like a whole red light district thing. It was like being in the sex museum in Amsterdam, and they had like lingerie.
They had cabinets with giant dildos.
They had cabinets with massive dildos. Like
12
inches. There was one, it was absolutely huge.
It was called the Monster Cock, and it was like 12 inches long, and it was like, it was like the width of my like wrist. It was absolutely huge. It was like scary. I saw it. I was quite. And then it also had some I took a photo as well where I had like the anal driller 3000 and yeah, stupid things like that.
And then there was ones that were slightly less
vulgar.
Vulgar. And there was like a claw machine one. And what else?
Oh, there was a Jeremy Kyle one.
There was a Jeremy Kyle one. There was like a couples one because it had the, you know, the
tunnel
swans,
of love.
The tunnel of love. You know, the swans that you can go on like, yeah, paddling, and then
pedalos.
A pedalo, and there was an airplane one, I believe.
Yeah, it was loads of fun, but we basically got there. We ordered some cocktails. I had a rum one, and Megan had a gin one.
On the website, they have a deal. It's like a couples package where, well, I mean, it isn't necessarily.
It's called the hole in one.
It's called the hole in one package. It's for two people, and it's £44, and you get both people to play golf. You get two cocktails each, and a piece of food each.
Yeah, so we had one cocktail before doing the golf. Which was really cool. Yeah, I had a rum one and you had a gin one, which were really tasty. And then we did the golfing, and then we came out, each had our second cocktails, and then we had the food. And we had halloumi fries, which were amazing.
They were so good.
And we had loaded fries, which was potato chips, potato fries, covered in barbecue pulled pork, which was amazing. And I fucking love barbecue pulled pork. I love
so much.
I know, I love it so much. It's like one of my favourite things. So we did that, which was really cool. And then the following day, we went into the cathedral.
We went into the Anglican cathedral.
Yeah, because there's three cathedrals there. There's a Metropolis one, an Anglican one, and another one.
Metropolitan.
I keep thinking that. Yeah, Metropolitan.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it was built by aliens, to be honest, that one. The Anglican one was cool. It's the largest cathedral in the UK.
And it's like the sixth largest in Europe or the world or something like that.
Yeah, and then there's another cathedral, I believe, that's Catholic, but we didn't go there.
Yeah.
And then we met up with my friend Will, because by chance he moved to Liverpool like 2 weeks ago, so he saw on Instagram that we were in Liverpool. So he asked if we wanted to meet up for a coffee, which was really nice. Everyone seems to be going into the right lane, which suggests that I should also do the same thing.
Oh god, there's a...
And now there's a big lorry, so...
I have a feeling that maybe there's a... Well, I don't know, because you're coming off in a mile, so maybe it's...
Oh, yeah, I am coming off in a mile. Anyway.
Bloody hell, ruining the story.
Yeah,
Will
so
Sharkey,
we met
anyway.
Up with Will.
Now it's my turn to talk now, Megan. Fucking co-host trying to steal the
He's
most...
He's my friend. We met up with Will, who I did my teacher training with, so I've known him since 2017. But I haven't seen him in ages, so it's quite nice to catch up with him.
Last time you saw him was when I met him, and that was just by chance.
That was just by chance in Southampton. Yeah, and because he's silly and lovely, he bought me this giant, a massive fuck-off giant Reese's, like, bouquet.
It's like a hamper.
It was like a, yeah, a, yeah, it was really good. We've started eating it.
Well, yeah, there's like, loads of standard Reese's cups, and there's some white chocolate ones. There was a cookie one we had that was lush.
Yeah.
Cookie Big Carb, there's some white chocolate ones, there's all these bars that we've never heard before because all like American imports and things.
We saw Will
and then Will took an interest in the podcast, which is nice. He's tempted to start his own podcast and he's happy to come on here at some point. So at some point in the future you may hear from a guest called Will Sharkey, and he has a degree in philosophy or something.
He has degrees in lots. He's Scottish.
He doesn't sound like that, though.
He does, because it's a pristine Scottish accent.
You can tell he's from Scotland, or at least lived in Scotland for a while, but Megan's Scottish accent leaves a lot to be desired.
My Scottish accent is the greatest.
It would be considered heavily racist if you could be racist against Scottish
people. Nah, because Gillian at work lets me do it, so...
That's like saying, just because you've got one black friend who lets you call them the N-word, you could just freely say it. That's not quite... Gillian does not represent everyone in Scotland. Anyway, so if you... are a regular listener to the show, and if you subscribe and things, and you hear from Will Sharkey probably later in the year, then that's where it came from. Then after that we went to probably my highlight, I'd say,
yeah.
Of it, which was something that Megan sorted for me, or us. It's called Video Odyssey. It's spelled, so it's like video, V-I-D-E-O, but the O of video is the O in Odyssey as well. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. So V-I-D-E-O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Spelling is fun.
Good old Taylor Swift. So we went there, and there's a guy who basically runs the whole place, hosts it, does everything, and he's called Andy, and he's awesome.
Yeah, so when you hear in the previous podcast whether we were deliberating over Simon or Andy, I was right, as per... It was Andy.
As per. We need to bring up all the other times where I've been right.
Yeah, I haven't been right.
Right, okay. Enough
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, with Andy, basically, you go to the smallest cinema in Liverpool, which was awesome. There's like three sofas in this little room. They have like a VHS vault, so they have like thousands of VHS tapes. And we watched Ghostbusters.
Because I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, the old school one from the 70s, or was it the 80s?
It was the 80s, I think.
Yeah, the 70s or 80s, whichever one it was. I think it was the 80s. Yeah, the old school Ghostbusters with Bill Murray and the lot of them. You enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did enjoy it. I also really enjoyed kind of going back to watching VHS.
You haven't watched VHS since.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is that I'm having to repeat myself again, but obviously... You guys don't know this because it's in the previous recording.
Which we've deleted.
So the last time I watched a VHS tape was when I went to visit my friend at uni, and she just had one of those TVs that had the VHS tape included, and she just happened to have The Lion King there. I think someone bought it for her. I watched The Lion King on VHS in like 2012. So that's 8 years ago is the last time I watched a VHS tape.
Whereas the last time I, apart from obviously the other day, the last time I watched a VHS tape, I think, I remember I had Star Wars episode one and episode two on VHS, and I also had Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone on VHS. And yeah, for you American listeners, it's fucking Philosopher's Stone, not Sorcerer's Stone.
It is Philosopher's Stone.
What idiot in marketing decided to change Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone to the Sorcerer's Stone?
I just don't understand why it's a necessary change, because... I mean, he is a philosopher. I mean, I suppose he is a sorcerer, but we don't really use the words so much in England, sorcerer.
But it's a witch and a wizard is a type of sorcerer, in a sense. So it's like, I wonder if it's because American marketing. I don't know if the word philosopher for Americans makes it sound like it's going to be really complicated,
whereas if you call it the Sorcerer's Stone, it
sounds more wizardy.
Maybe, but the film won't refer to the stone as the Sorcerer's Stone, because obviously they're not going to change Harry Potter's voice just to change... philosopher. So also in the film, when they actually refer to the Philosopher's Stone, it would be the Philosopher's Stone.
Exactly.
Yet the title of the film is the Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah. I find it bizarre.
Harry Potter and the stone that was owned by a sorcerer, compared to the actual name of the stone, which is the Philosopher's Stone. Regardless, and the book's called Philosopher's Stone as well, so it's stupid and dumb. But that, I think the last film I watched on VHS was either Attack of the Clones or Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, because when I got Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets home release, that was the first DVD I ever got.
Whereas I had that on VHS.
Yeah.
And we were surprised to see that at Video Odyssey they had The Prisoner of Azkaban on VHS, which I didn't even realise came out on that platform.
Yeah, because I think that from what I was told by, I think, Chris and Dave of both Comics in Motion and the VHS Strikes Back, I'm pretty sure it was around 2005-ish was when when DVD sales outsold VHS. And then when that happened, they steadily declined. And you know, the thing is, when you've got when you've got PlayStation 2, I think, I can't remember if PlayStation 1 could play DVDs, but I know PlayStation 2 could play DVDs.
What, the OG PlayStation?
Yeah, just PlayStation.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it could either, but I know the PlayStation 2 could, and the, I can't remember if the original Xbox could, but I know the Xbox 360 could.
I don't think the original Xbox could either. I don't think, well, because me and my brother both had those consoles, I don't think that they were DVD compatible.
I know the PS2 was, because Sony own, like, I don't know if they own, I know that Sony basically created Blu-ray, but I don't know if they created DVD.
I have no idea. I mean, the only thing that I used the PlayStation, the original PlayStation for, was Dance Mat and bloody Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, what a game. but yeah, anyway, Video Odyssey, they got loads of VHS tapes, loads to choose from. We also watched the first episode of Red Dwarf, because Megan hadn't seen it before. And we were tempted to watch some of the other ones as well. And then after that, it was like an experience. It's on Airbnb at the moment. I think it might be on other places too, but that's where we got it. And you do the experience in the cinema. So Andy just gets you guys drinks. I had a Brewdog Lost Lager, which is really nice, and you had a gin and tonic.
Pink gin and tonic.
We watched Ghostbusters, an episode of Red Dwarf, and then we went into their retro gaming arcade, and they have 12, I think it is, arcade machines. And there was Ms. Pac-Man, there was a tabletop Donkey Kong, there was Double Dragon, Street Fighter 2, Guitar Hero Arcade that was actually working and really well. There's also one of the games that, I think it was like an emulator of some sort, but it was one of those arcade machines where you could just choose the game, and there's like 400 on there, and I played Metal Slug, and it was lots and lots of fun playing all these sort of retro games, because I used to play them a lot when I was younger, but you didn't really.
Well, I'd never played I don't think I've ever physically played a proper old school, like, arcade game before that day. Yeah. It was the first time that I'd ever played a Ms. Pac-Man game. Obviously, like, I'd been to the arcade, so like Guitar Hero, for example. I had played Guitar Hero before because they've got them in modern day arcades, but actual like retro 80s arcade games, I don't think I've ever experienced before. So it was quite cool playing Pac-Man. Yeah. Well, Ms. Pac-Man, I should say.
Yeah, so we had loads of fun there, and Andy was really cool to chat to. And Video Odyssey also has its own three walls of green screen, as
as that was really cool.
Professional camera equipment and lighting and stuff. So
they had a setup of the shop from the Little Shop of Horrors, didn't they?
Yeah,
they had like a replica of it.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of people who around the Liverpool area. If you want to get any video stuff done, like there's been bands who've done music videos. There's been people who made short films. It's really good there. So Video Odyssey has got the VHS vault with a Liverpool smaller cinema and the retro gaming arcade and also their own video production studio, and also Andy, who the host, is really awesome, and he took an interest in Genuine Chit Chat and may end up coming on the show again later in the year. I think we're planning on,
basically this trip has become a networking thing for Mike.
Well, it's only been two people so far. Depends who we meet in the Lake District. So yeah, that was really, really cool, Video Odyssey and whatever.
We forgot about Puffle Waffle.
I was going to say, yeah, just before Video Odyssey, we went down to the docks and went to Puffle Waffle, which I think that Megan found on Groupon.
It was on Groupon, yeah. You got two waffles for X amount of money. I think it was like £7.93 or something, a random ridiculous number. But you can, so they're waffles, so where you normally have the indent in a waffle, they're puffed up. So you can get fillings, and then they turn into a cone, and you can have ice cream. We were in a bit of a rush because we didn't realise what the time was and how long it took to get to Video Odyssey. So we just went for the basic, like, waffles, and we had one each. But I would suggest that if you are going with someone, to share. If you, like, Mike and I would 100% go again, and we would get the stuff inside of it, like we'd get the fillings and we'd get the ice cream, but we wouldn't have one each. Like, I felt so sick after eating the waffle, and it didn't have any extra.
We didn't even have lunch or anything, did we? We just had that.
We literally just had that as lunch, really. I mean, we had, so both our waffles had banana and Nutella on them, and then mine had chocolate chips scattered, and Mike had more Oreo.
Mine had broken up Oreo, whereas we each had, there was a little cheeky Oreo on each waffle.
Yeah.
I think we said next time we'll get one waffle between us with a filling and also some ice cream.
Yeah, I felt a bit queasy, but I don't know if it's just because I was trying to...
You're a weenie, that's why.
I'm not a weenie.
Weenie. Can't handle your waffle. But yeah, Puffle Waffle was really cool. Nice little place. And then, was it yesterday? No. Then a couple of days ago, just before we left for Blackpool, we went down to the docks of Liverpool, just as a sort of like a morning thing. We had a coffee at... God, I think it was called Rubens or something.
It was called Rubens. Yeah, we were supposed to go to the World Museum, but I messed up. I seem to mess up quite a lot. I messed up and didn't realise that you had to book online to go to the museum, even though it's free, obviously because of coronavirus and social distancing.
When you checked, you did check it. We didn't just show up. You did check it. It sold out for
It had sold out. The earliest available appointment to go in was at like 2:30 in the afternoon, which was too late for us because we wanted to be in Blackpool by that time.
So we're kind of planning on doing another trip to Liverpool down in November to probably go to Video Odyssey again, potentially do a podcast with Andy, and then also go to the World Museum.
Yes.
Yes.
I concur.
100%.
So I'm trying to figure out whether I should just go into that lane over there, but it says it'll be 7 minutes slower, but...
I'd recommend against it, I'd say. But, so that was basically what we did in Liverpool.
Did we do anything else in Liverpool?
We walked around a lot.
We did walk around a lot. I mean, yeah, our accommodation was like a decent 40-minute walk away from the hub of Liverpool.
Yeah, so that's basically what we were doing in Liverpool. But yeah, and just to clarify, in the next recording that you guys hear, which will come on soon in a minute, we basically say that this episode was terrible quality. And just to clarify, we did initially record it. Accidentally, I put it through Megan's phone speakers because we listened to music through Bluetooth, and it was recording through there, and the quality was so bad it was inaudible.
We were just going to leave it, but yeah, I think we said this at the beginning, but it sounded so bad that we were like, we'll do it again.
Yeah, so yeah, for clarity, I think the trip at the start, it was we went from obviously where we live in Southampton, drove all the way up to Liverpool, spent some time in Liverpool, we just spent a bit of time in Blackpool. Then we go now en route to the sort of Lake District, but that's going to be confirmed more so tomorrow. And then on the way back, it's going to be Warwick Castle things.
You're waffling, mate.
I know. It's hard wrapping my head around the sort of timelines and things of how it all is.
Basically, recording one is Southampton to Liverpool. Recording two is Liverpool to Blackpool. And recording three is Blackpool to the Lake District.
Yes.
Bam, summed up.
We recorded them in different orders. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. And speak to you in a bit.
Bye.
And so we come to another day, and hopefully this time it sounds a bit better, because we were listening back to the one we recorded a couple of days ago and it sounded terrible.
Yeah, I genuinely can't hear anything that either of us are saying. I did suggest re-recording it, but neither of us could really be bothered, to be honest.
It's annoying because it's like a 25-minute thing, which is like a really nice long one. And oh well, my fault, I guess. It was connected to the phone speakers because we were listening to music through Bluetooth before we did that, and then it decided to record through that, which is my fault. But there's a giraffe on that sign over there.
There is a giraffe.
It's really random.
Just to let you know, they've dropped their prices.
Yeah, I can't really see who though.
It's for Motorola. Why is there a giraffe?
No, that's not Motorola.
Yeah, it says Moto.
Yeah, Moto is Motorola. That's fuel.
Oh.
Moto
is Motorola as well.
No.
Yes, it is.
I know that they say hello Moto in the...
Moto is the thing. It's not always Motorola. I used to have a Motorola phone. As in, like, 2 years ago, I had a Motorola phone.
I know. I also owned a Motorola phone.
Was it 2 years ago, though, Mike?
No, because I got up at the times.
I wanted a cheap phone.
But yeah, we've just left Blackpool. When you guys last heard from us, we were going from Liverpool to Blackpool. We're now going from Blackpool to near the Lake District.
Yeah, it's a seaside town called Seascale.
Years.
But it was cheaper to stay there than in the actual Lake District. So.
In the actual Lake District, it was like 2 or 3 times the price, whereas now we're only about an hour's drive away. Now we will be about an hour's drive
away. We're about an hour's drive from like Lake Windermere, which is bang in the middle of the Lake District.
Yes, so essentially went to Blackpool. I've been to Blackpool before. Megan has not. A lot of people roll their eyes or say negative things about Blackpool, but it's tacky and it is kind of shit, but it is quite fun. That's kind of how I describe it.
Yeah, I mean, So we were talking about, so on the first night we were meant to go to a restaurant that I have like Meerkat movies, so obviously you get the 2-for-1 meals, and we got there and they didn't tell us that it wasn't included, so I had to ask and they basically were like, yeah, we're not doing that, so we left the restaurant.
Well, we said, well, is there anything you can do? No, we can't do anything. It's like, so they had a thing advertised on Meerkat movies and on Taste Card, and they said, oh yeah, we're trying to get it taken off, but they weren't. My issue was that if you have wrongly advertised, like false advertising, if you've wrongly advertised online, you've got 2-for-1 thing with a special code that we come in with, and then you say it doesn't work and then don't offer anything else. If they just said, look, really sorry, we'll give you some free popper dumps as a consolation, just to sorry about that, or even a free drink, we'd have been fine. We'd have sat down and eaten there.
Yeah, because the thing is as well is, so we then found a different Indian restaurant, and we didn't realise that throughout the month of August there was this thing to help local, like, well, to help businesses, the dine-in to...
It's eat-out to help out.
Eat-out to help out. So we didn't realise that that was a thing. So it's most likely that this place would have done it anyway, and if they had said it, we would have stayed there, but they didn't. So we went to this other place and it was fine. So the first night for me was a bit of a... At the beginning, I didn't really see Blackpool as nice as it is, and I actually do quite enjoy Blackpool. But we were talking about it, and I've been to Vegas, and Mike was like, oh, this is kind of like Vegas, isn't it? And I was like, it's like a proper, like,
I want to clarify,
tacky...
I don't want to record me thinking that Blackpool is actually like Vegas.
No, but it's
Vegas.
Kind of like the UK equivalent of what Vegas is.
In some manners, I meant more so in the way that it's very tacky, and it's very, lots and lots of bright lights, and not that much substance. It's very much like, you know, you walk down the sort of promenade of Blackpool, and everything is a new, different type of amusement, and then a different shop which is selling the same thing.
Yeah, it is like a budget version of, very much a budget version of Vegas.
Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't rush to go back anytime soon, but I definitely would go back at some point in the future.
Yeah, because we went to Pleasure Beach yesterday, which we got for free on Tesco Club Card, which they're normally like 20, 30 quid a ticket, isn't it?
It's even more than that. Like, it's crazy amounts. I mean, we booked online and it was meant to be £55 between us. But if you go on the day, I think it's like 80 quid.
Yeah.
For two people, for two adults, that is. But yeah, we got it for completely free, and it was great. I really enjoyed Pleasure Beach.
Yeah, because we got the Tesco Club Card points, so we got that completely for free. And then we went and had some fish and chips. We went down to the beach, sat down, had some fish and chips, went for a wander. That was really nice. The fish and chips we had at Lily's, it was Lily's Fish and Chips, I think it is, on Blackpool. They were lush.
Yeah, they were really good. They're by the Sea Life Centre.
Yeah. And then we chilled out at the room. We got back to the room quite late, didn't we? Because we went to some amusements and things.
Well, so, yeah, we ate our fish and chips, and then we were going to watch the sunset, and we were like, oh, we'll go into an arcade, and then we got distracted, and sunset was at 9, and we completely missed it, but we wouldn't have been able to see it anyway because of the clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get back to the accommodation until, like, around 10:30, 10:45, so we were in the arcade for, like, a solid 2 hours.
Yeah, we did a Mario Kart one, we did Guitar Hero. The Guitar Hero one was awful.
Yeah, it was shit. It was so quiet, you couldn't even hear the music, and people haven't looked after the straps on them, so they were twisted.
And also the buttons were so hard to push.
And the annoying thing as well is that Mike is a lot better at Guitar Hero than I am. However, you have to play at the same difficulty, and because I've started playing some songs on Expert, I played it on Expert and it was so goddamn hard. Like, I would have 100% failed it.
The thing is, we both would have. I only got, with Guitar Hero,
you got 69% and I got something like 53% or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got 54, I got 69. But the thing is that you basically always need, like, around 70, I think about 79% on Guitar Hero, 78% is normally what you can get away with. If you use star power when you're about to fail, when you have star power when you're about to fail, you can often get it so that you could probably survive maybe on 75. But it's a song called The Metal by Tenacious D, and it's on Guitar Hero 3. I'm pretty damn good at that song. I can normally get between 80 and 90% on it. On that, yeah, I got like 70 something because my red button just wasn't working.
I was so mad that I didn't get any star power on any of them. And at points, I was just randomly pressing buttons because it was just, yeah, I could not do it.
Yeah, it was definitely not great. And it was annoying because it cost like £2.
No, it was only 50p.
Oh, that one was 50p. It was the Mario Kart one.
Yeah, it was a pound for both of us. Mario Kart was £1, and then the... What's this thing?
Ice, air hockey.
Air hockey. The Pac-Man air hockey was £2.
Yeah, that was cool, the Pac-Man air hockey. And then we went to a different place, went on a normal air hockey. We got some tickets and stuff as well. We did some 2P machines and a whack-a-mole.
Oh, yeah, we were a bit naughty because we kept finding tickets everywhere. So we were, like, making sure that they didn't belong to anyone, but... essentially stealing them.
Well, I mean, if someone...
They'd been left behind on, like, the different machines, and they were in the little tubs.
Well, no one was around, like, as well. And also, one of the tubs was underneath, like, the Pac-Man machine. So I caught her with my foot, and then I looked, and I was like, oh, free tickets. So we got... I got a couple of random little sweets, but then we also got this really cheesy, like, tacky... I don't know how to describe it.
It's a fruit machine. It's a tiny little fruit machine, and it has a little handle that you can pull... and then it will turn the little slots and you can see the different fruit. It doesn't give you anything. It's literally just...
it's probably worth about 50p.
A tiny little shitty plastic fruit machine.
But we got it as a kind of little joke because of our time spending
the amusements. We got it with our 110 points.
Yeah. So we did that, and then today we went for another wander after breakfast and went to the Sea Life Centre.
Yeah, which we also got for free on Tesco Clubcard.
Yeah, we got like £70 on Tesco Clubcard vouchers, which gets tripled. So we have like £210 worth of vouchers. So we've got tickets for Pleasure Beach, Sea Life Centre, and we've booked Warwick Castle as well for the drive home.
And we would have gone to the zoo as well, but I messed up and didn't realise that... well, I knew that you had to book, but I didn't think it would be like completely booked out. But to be honest, it was kind of good that we didn't go, because I don't think we would have been able to fit everything in without being like so knackered.
Yeah, I mean, we've been walking, like...
I mean, we walked...
yesterday, we walked... I think we've...
17,000 steps. I mean, that's including being at a theme park standing in queues all day, so...
yeah, exactly. So we've had... We've walked... of the last 3 or 4 days, each day we've walked a minimum of 12,000 steps, and the max we've walked was, like, 17,000. So, yeah, yesterday we walked, like, 7 miles, which, as I said, it doesn't sound like that much, but when you've been standing dead still in a queue... for like an hour for each ride, it does start to stack up.
Pleasure Beach was really cool though. I really liked the big one, and it's literally called the big one.
It was people who've been there before. The party used to be called like the Pepsi Max big one.
Yeah, but it's actually massive. Like, I know it probably gives it away in the name, but it's absolutely huge. It goes around the entirety of the park, and it was so good. My voice today is a bit coarse because of the fact that I was screaming so much on that ride. The first drop was awful.
Yeah, it was like 230
it
feet.
It goes so high up. Mike was like, look at the views. And I was like, nope, I'm going to be sick.
So yeah, we did that. That was a lot of fun. And then we've got the next 3 days in the Lake District. So we've got... today we're just getting there and then chilling out.
Yeah, I think we need a chill day. We might play some Breath of the Wild tonight because we brought our Switch with us. We haven't actually played it yet.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. We've got tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I think the plan is to go to Keswick.
Right.
And we were going to go to that, like, really small zoo.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
we were going to go to this place called The Puzzling Place, which has, like, different, like, illusions in it.
Yeah, optical illusions, things like that.
And then if we have time tomorrow, we'll go to the gingerbread shop that Mike wants to go to.
I love gingerbread!
And then on Sunday, we're doing the kayaking.
Yeah. And I think after... how long is the kayaking? It's like 2 or 3 hours.
Kayaking is 2 hours, so we'll be done by midday. I think we're going to go for walks around the towns, around the area, so that we... and I want to go swimming in the goddamn lake.
Yeah, I know.
Just want to go swimming.
I know you want to go swimming. But we'll see. I mean, that's basically what the general plan is. And then on Monday, we leave the Lake District and go down to Stratford-upon-Avon.
That's just a day of driving, really, because it's like 4 hours.
Yeah, and then we stop off there overnight. And then we're going to go to Warwick Castle the following day. And then from Warwick Castle, go home.
Yeah.
And that'll be getting home on the Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we can just chill out.
I was just going to say that I've got tutoring on the Wednesday with us, and it's not in relevance to anything, but yeah.
Well, yeah, well, that's when Reese is coming over and I'm doing the podcast with him.
Yeah.
For the 100th podcast. I think this one is number 98 when it'll get released. So I think it'll be this one, then I may be releasing another one next, and then I'll do Reese's one as the 100th one. I haven't fully figured it out. But that is more or less what we've been up to. I think that's
Blackpool's a weird one, because as Mike said, whenever we mentioned that we were going to Blackpool, people generally rolled their eyes.
Or give cringe faces.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, well, why would you go there? It was actually quite a lot of fun. I mean, in the restaurant that we were supposed to go to that we didn't end up eating at, I overheard another table being like, here's the 13 days. 13 days is way too long to be in Blackpool.
13 days is way too long to be in a lot of places.
Yeah. Sorry. Realistically, we could have probably stayed another night and that would have been the absolute max of time. I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, but that would have been the zoo.
Yeah.
That one day Pleasure Beach, I would say, is probably enough for me. But if you've got kids who want to go to Nickelodeon Land, who are also big enough to go on the other rides, you could probably do 2 days there.
Oh yeah, also a shout out to the Wallace and Gromit ride, because that was sick.
I told you it was good. I was quite excited.
That was
excited.
Such a good ride.
I was like excited to go there because I'd been there probably 7 years ago now, and I went there and the Wallace and Gromit ride was, I think it was fairly new-ish. And we went on the ghost train. That was quite fun.
Yeah. Also the Big Dipper. So the Big Dipper, is it the oldest ride there?
Yeah, it's old as hell.
So it's a really, really old ride. And obviously back in the day, people weren't as big size-wise as they are now. And I am a larger person. Mike and I both managed to fit in the Big Dipper. However, the way that the seats are made are like an old school like cinema seat.
Yeah.
And you've got like a massive block in the middle. For those people who have larger hips, I will say that it is a painful experience. It's fun, but it is rickety as hell. And so not only do you have this massive thing jabbing into the side of your leg, but you're also being shoved around left, right, and center whilst you're in it. So
it's a pretty harsh turning.
It was harsh turnings, and it was fun, but painful. I very much enjoyed it, but I do have a bruise.
You do, yeah. But it was a cool day. It was a cool time. We were very lucky with the weather, where it hasn't really rained much.
Yeah, the only time that it's actually rained is when we've been driving.
Yeah, but it looks like it might rain now.
It's going to rain now, but we are supposed to be hitting a heat wave this weekend, so.
Yeah, which, for kayaking, I hope it's not a heat wave. I hope it's warm, but I'm not sure I can deal with a heat wave.
I think this Saturday is meant to be slightly more cool.
Okay, that's cool.
It's Sunday, I should say.
Awesome. God, look at that weird little suburban area over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm probably going to stop recording now, so, yeah. Talk to you guys. The next one's probably going to be the last one because I may try and record a bit more on Saturday, Sunday, just to kind of
wrap. It's an hour's drive to the kayaking place anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll work well, because then on Sunday night I may end up trying to get this episode out and released and stuff. But yes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
And here we are, recording yet another one, which this might be the last one before I put them all together and release them, or I might do another one tomorrow.
Maybe we might do another one tomorrow on the way back.
I haven't really figured it out. I don't know. I'm not even certain if the release schedule is going to be dead on a Sunday, though. Might be on a Monday.
Could be on a Sunday.
Well, it may be on the Sunday, but it means I'll have to take a chunk out of the Sunday evening. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about figuring this out on the podcast. But anyway, this is another day of our driving around and stuff, and well, we've been in the Lake District now. We got to the Lake District yesterday, and we've spent our day in the Lake District today. But one thing that Megan is ravenously desperate to get on recorded audio so she can vent to people...
It's not even that.
...is the drive.
It was disgusting.
Yesterday. I want to clarify, normally when we go on road trips and stuff, I'd say more frequently I drive, but recently it's been you because your car's newer than mine and better. So I haven't actually driven your car on this trip at all yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I've mentioned it or said it. I can't really remember what we've talked about, but like, I don't have a problem. Mike's insured on my car. And I don't have a problem with Mike driving my car. It's just that...
It's just easier.
It's easier if I drive because I'm used to it and Mike isn't. So like, especially driving on country roads, it makes sense for me to drive it because I'm used to how big my car is, because Mike's is slightly smaller than mine.
So basically, yeah, I've driven your car. I had to drive your car that one time when we went to your mum's for her.
Oh, I made afternoon tea for my mum, and we drove to my mum's house and had it in the garden, but I forgot the bloody sandwiches, so Mike had to drive back to our flat to get the sandwiches.
And I drove in your car, yeah. So that was the first time I drove your car. That was quite interesting. I think I've only driven it once since then. I don't know. But basically, Megan wanted to get something off because when we recorded, the last recording you guys heard of us was in the same trip. But essentially,
but we were on the motorway.
Yeah,
so
we were.
It was fine.
We were on the motorway, and it was meant to be about 2 hours 15, and it ended up being about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because, well, First of all, there was a road closure, but the sat nav, none of the roads were named because it was, it's so out on the sticks.
It was, yeah, in the deep countryside, like in the mountains, there were like rivers flowing. There was predominantly sheep on the road.
Oh, there were loads of them.
There was so many sheep. There were more sheep than people that we saw. It was crazy.
And also, the thing is that on the sat nav, all of the road names were called unknown road.
Yeah, they didn't exist.
And there was none of us had any. We didn't have any signal. The only reason we even had the sat nav working was because it got enough data when we had signal, so that when we were driving without signal, if it knew what we were doing.
We already had it, like, yeah, connected. So,
but there was a road closure. And it warned us. It said road closure in 4 miles, and we were like, well, our turning's in like 7 miles, so maybe we can find a way. And we end up having to go all the way to basically where it said road closed, and then we end up having
the road that was closed was literally the road that we had to go on.
Yeah, so we had to look at the map to try and, well, the Google Maps and things, to try and work out an alternate route by looking at all the roads and things. And
so
there was a
we did a turning left to avoid the road closure, and it was genuinely the most terrifying road I've ever driven down in my entire life. It was awful. It was so narrow that it could barely fit my car.
And you got like a normal
Ford. And I've just got a normal Ford Fiesta, so it could barely fit my car in. And then we encountered another car, and I swear to God, I was on the verge of having a breakdown.
Because you hate reversing.
I hate reversing anyway, let alone on a country road that I'm not used to driving. I mean, I'm from Eastleigh, and I now live in Southampton. So like, country roads, apart from driving, so I work in Andover, apart from going the back way to work, I don't really drive on country roads that often, and these were like
these
proper
are especially
out
narrow.
In the sticks country
well,
roads.
The thing is, they weren't only narrow, but there was also only two types of things that were next to the car when you were driving. It was either really high shrub or high stone walls, or it was a drop.
Yeah.
That was basically it. So it was like, if you go a bit too fast at certain places, either your car will get stuck in a hedge, you'll scrape it along a wall, or it will topple down a hill.
Yeah, but we encountered a car on one of these, like, essentially one car roads. And fortunately, the gentleman driving was kind enough to reverse, because I would have fully had an anxiety attack.
Also, there were no
turns. And I would have burst into tears had I had to do that.
The thing is, he had to reverse.
He had to reverse into someone's, like,
driveway.
Well,
essentially.
Yeah, land. Well,
the thing is, he was reversing, and he had to reverse for about a minute and a half.
A good while, yeah.
Which is quite a lot in driving terms, like a reversing for like a minute and a half to get all the way down there. But the thing is that we're glad he did, because if he'd been really adamant to not let us, made us reverse, the problem is that there wasn't. Back the way we were,
there wasn't a side bit to pull over.
No, there were no driveways, ages. There were no lay-bys, there was nothing. So
I genuinely think that if I'd had to reverse, I'd have thrown up everywhere.
Yeah, I think it was like we'd have had to probably reverse for about 10 minutes straight, which would have been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah. And also, there were really steep hills, so much so that my car barely could get up them. I was in like first gear.
And we had all our stuff with us,
yeah,
obviously. So we got the suitcase and all other stuff.
And my engine was like, like, not pleasant.
And your brakes are squeaky now as well.
Yeah, my brakes are really squeaky now, so I'm gonna have to take it to the garage, even though I just had my MOT done, which is mildly frustrating. But
although the good thing is that because they did that and you've got the MOT to show they checked your brakes, it hopefully it'll be a case of, oh well, they didn't check enough or something.
So I've been wanting to do a recording just so like Mike's podcast has some more stuff, and Mike thinks it's just because I want to tell my story about the drive. But it was genuinely absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, it's like you're not in narrower roads, you're not as confident as I am, only on the basis that, like, with me, I used to drive to my last work where I did my apprenticeship, and I worked there for like 5 years. That is through country lanes, that's like near Bishop's Waltham and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's pure country lanes. So when I learned to drive, I passed my test, I got my apprenticeship a month later, and then I got my car a week into my apprenticeship. So basically, my mum was like driving me in, this obviously when I was like 19, my mum was driving me in to show me the route and things until I got the car for the first week. Then I got my car, and then she came with me while I was driving there just twice, because like, I trial by fire. I was driving down country lanes and things on the first day I got my car.
Yeah,
so
whereas I haven't really driven on country lanes that much, aside from like a couple of times where I've been to like Cornwall, and like once or twice when I've been to like the Brecon Beacons in Wales. I've not really, like, country, like, I mean, we're currently on a country road. This country road is fine. Like, this is just
a
single carriageway. We're in the country and it's fine. And the ones where you have like the lay-bys that you can pull over, they're fine. As soon as you get even narrower, that's when I cannot really deal with it. And I think the way that the sat nav took us, is obviously the fastest route. So it's what it deems as the fastest route. So it took us right through the sticks of like these like really big hills and really class.
So say about the speed.
Can you say mountains? Because
I don't.
Do we have mountains in England?
I think it's more really big hills.
They're just big hills. But like, it just baffles me whenever I go through the countryside and I see the national speed limit. So the national speed limit is 60 miles an hour on a single carriageway. So it's 60 miles an hour on country roads. And I do not understand anyone that goes 60 miles an hour on
even
those
I
roads.
Can't.
It scares the shit out of me.
I can never go more than 40.
Yeah, exactly. I go 40 normally, and that's me going as comfortable as I feel. I wouldn't go any faster.
No, it's like going full speed down there, and it was like,
and there
we
was
saw
one,
the sign.
There was one. Oh yeah, you're going to say the same thing.
Yeah, the sign. It was. It said, "Oh, in the last 5 years, we've had 1,245 casualties of
Be
driving."
Be careful, yeah.
So it was like,
and that was one of the ones that had the sign for the really steep hill.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, so in 5 years, you've had 1,245 things, which is that's ridiculous. That's so many per year. It's like around 250 or so per year, which means that is. Almost, that's more than every other day.
Yeah, it was crazy. That drive was horrendous. However, today's a new day, and I looked at the map before we did it to see what route it would take us, and it was a fine route, so I drove, and it's been stunning. It's been such a nice day.
Yeah, I mean, the views have been absolutely stunning. I mean, I've taken quite a few photos. I haven't met any on Instagram yet. I think today on Instagram, which, when people are listening to this, they'll be gone by now on my story, but like, we went to a zoo and things. But
what was it called? It was called the Lake District Wildlife Park.
Oh, it was
and it was really nice. It was only £10.50 to go in. It's small-ish. Like,
we said it was halfway between a farm and
it's kind of a mix
zoo.
Between a farm and a zoo, but it was really nice. They did like the animal talks, and we got to see a bird of prey one and the eagle or the vulture that hit me in the head.
I think it was the eagle.
Oh, it wasn't an eagle. It was a Harris hawk.
Harris hawk.
So yeah, the Harris hawk flew over my head, and I felt its wings brush the top of my head. And I also had to duck for the owl.
Yeah, because there was an owl. I think it's a hawk owl as well. It was a hawk. No.
It was an Asian owl of some description.
I think it was a rock.
I can't remember.
But it was an owl. It was one of the ones from Harry Potter, but not the snowy white ones, a Hedwig.
Yeah, so there was the Harris hawk, then there was a hooded vulture.
Yeah.
And then the owl, and they were cool.
Yeah, and the guy who was talking about it was really nice about it and things. And then we saw the reptile talk as well, where they spoke about a royal python, a bearded dragon, and a milk snake.
Yeah, I also got very excited because we saw some tortoises.
Like really big ones. Well, pretty big ones. Not quite like
they're not
Galapagos
Island size, but they were pretty big still.
So like
I mean, anything
small
is
dog.
A big tortoise in comparison to a cat, so.
Yeah, our little tortoise is like smaller than the palm of your hand. But she's only a baby, so she's only like
she
a year old. Whereas I think all those tortoises were like 40 or something. They're quite old. At least for 40.
And then what did we do? Oh, and then we drove to Keswick.
Yeah, we went to
the puzzling place, which is like an optical illusions, essentially like a museum type thing.
Yeah, it took about an hour. That was quite fun. That was like, they had like optical illusions where they had quite a few like paintings, illustrations that were up. That are the ones where you look at it and it looks like a bearded man, and then you take a step back and it's actually like a country scene and things like that. A lot of clever ones like that. And there's also quite a few perception things, which were like photos that look different depending on the perspective and other stuff like that. So that was really, it was really fun. So if anyone is in the area of the Lake Districts and stuff and you want to have things to do, puzzling place, that was like an hour long. That was cool. We went to the market in Keswick as well. Just had a wander around there.
Had
some
ice
cream. What ice cream flavors do you have?
I had solid caramel and white Ferrero Rocher, which is essentially Raffaello, which is my favourite chocolate ever.
Yeah, and I had honeycomb and raspberry, as in a scoop of honeycomb and also a scoop of raspberry, which was lush.
And then we went to the lake, which I was so excited about. So we went to one of the lakes and I went swimming in it. Mike did not because he is a weenie.
Right, let's try that again. I did not go swimming in it. What happened was the water was freezing.
To be fair, I'm quite good with cold water. And this was quite chilly. Once I was in it, I was fine, but it was very fresh.
It was also about 4 o'clock, wasn't it? So it was
quite late, yeah.
The sun was starting to go down. Everyone was like kind of leaving-ish. There was like when we were leaving, there was a lot more people starting to leave as well. I did go in the water. Like I went up to it was basically past my hips.
Yeah.
I went in the water. I didn't swim. I was really cold. Megan had a little swim. Took some photos and things. And then we just swung by Tesco and now on our way back. So yeah, we basically, Megan had like a fiasco driving, and I want to clarify, it wasn't her drive. I would have been really uncomfortable, nervous as well driving.
And because to be honest,
single lane.
With how small those roads were, there wouldn't even have been the option for you to get out and get into the driver's seat.
No,
there wouldn't have been we wouldn't have been able to swap over.
That's how small these lanes were. We couldn't open the door without getting in, hitting either the random stone walls that are about, or the brush, or opening it, falling down a cliff. So. It was pretty intense driving, and we basically just looked at the maps each time and made sure that we stick to the sort of major A roads and things. And then tomorrow we're going kayaking. And then we're going to try and go to this third generation gingerbread shop place, because I really like gingerbread and I'm quite excited by it. I think tonight we're just heading back. We're not actually far from
the place. No, we're 3 minutes from...
I was going to say, I really recognise this area. I was like, yeah, because we're basically staying right nearby. Yes, maybe we'll play Breath of the Wild this time.
Maybe.
In fact, unlikely, but we're going to make our own little pizza, and I'm quite excited for the pizza. But yeah, that is about it from us, guys. This may be the last one, or I may do another one tomorrow. I haven't fully decided. But either way, I hope you've enjoyed this random little road trippy thing. And I think in the future, when we're busy doing stuff, when I can't record an episode, like editing-wise, I think I might just do this again.
Can do. Sounds good.
Indeedy. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Into the road. We were just walking on the pavement and he just fell into the road. Did you see it?
No, but I'm glad I got you recorded saying that. That kid just fell into the road. Anyway, we are here for the final day of recording, I believe, for our little road trippy thing, where Megan has been a very gracious driver. And, well, funnily enough, I think it was yesterday when we were recording and we were talking about the story of you hating the narrow roads. You drove on another one, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we ended up going down the road that actually it was the closed road. I think we drove down a closed road this morning, which is the one that caused me great amounts of
anxiety
the other day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't encounter any other cars on it, just a load of cyclists. There was only one car that we saw, and it was the person behind us.
Yeah.
But when we came out the other side, it said road closed, so I think we went down a closed road.
Maybe, but I was looking out for signage and things. I'm not quite sure. I wonder if it's the case that it says on one side road closed and the other side not, to try and stop traffic.
I have no idea, yeah. But it was narrow.
But apart from that, the driving today has been lush, hasn't it? It's been like loads of really nice views and things. I got loads of photos of cool stuff for you.
Yeah, it has been nice today.
Well, I've been DJing and taking photos and asking you if you need water and things while you've been doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, even my bitch.
Driving. I've been your road bitch.
My road bitch.
Yeah. But today, we got up a bit earlier today than normal. Woke up like 7-ish and got out by like 8-ish.
Yeah, because we had to pre-book the kayaking slot, and the only available time when I went to book it was at 10. So, and the place that we were going kayaking was like an hour and 15 minutes from our accommodation, so it was quite an early start for us.
It was a really nice drive though.
It was a nice drive, and I'm glad that we did it earlier.
Oh yeah, because when we got there wasn't very many people there.
And when we left it was rammed.
Yeah, when we got back, because it was basically this big ass lake, and what was the lake called?
Coniston Lake.
It was really, really nice. And we've got quite a few photos like on the kayaks and stuff, because we got this waterproof case thing for a phone, so we just use Megan's phone because her camera's better. So I'll get her to send me some stuff and I'll put it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But we had loads of fun kayaking and things. It's a massive lake. Like, you think of, when most people think of lakes, they don't think of them, I think, as big as they are around here.
I guess it depends on what lakes you've seen. I always think of big lakes.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm used to seeing big lakes. But yeah, it was quite a big lake, and it was really, really pretty, and it was cool being on the thing.
Yeah,
we were paddling around. One direction was really easy to paddle. Well, what is it? Do you paddle?
With a kayak, I think...
Is it class as paddling?
I think it is. You use a paddle, I think. I don't think it's an oar. I think an oar is a hand... Yeah, I think an oar is a handle and then a paddle on the other side, whereas kayaks are both
meant to paddle. Anyway, I paddled. But one way was really like fine to paddle, and then the other way was a lot harder. And sadly, on the way back to when we had to take the boats back, it was the more difficult route. So after 2 hours of kayaking, we then had to struggle against the water. But it was really fun. I really liked it. It's more knackering than I forgot how tiring kayaking is.
Yeah, it's a lot of arm and shoulder sort of exercise.
And a lot of core strength as well. I felt my stomach being pulled at points.
Yeah, yeah. It was, my bum was aching at certain points because the kayak is pretty solid and quite uncomfortable. And if your bum gets a bit wet, it then feels even less comfortable. But it was really, really fun. I'm really glad we did it. And we've both done kayaking before, which is good because when we went there, it was just literally like...
No instructions.
No, it was like, oh, we've got the booking for this time. Okay, cool, yeah, you're on the system. Go over there, grab the oar. The guy will give you a buoyancy aid and then point out where your kayaks are. They're just down there. And we just gave them to
us. He literally just gave us the buoyancy aid. So he was like, right, okay, off you go. See you in 2 hours. So, okay, then.
So it was a good thing that we have both been kayaking before.
I didn't even wear it. Well, I mean, I wore my buoyancy aid, but I unclipped it. Oh, my God.
Gray was stuck behind a tractor.
Stuck behind a hay bale tractor.
Oh, the slowest of them all. Except the horse ones, but that's understandable. But yeah, we did kayaking, which was really nice. And then we went down to Windermere, was it? Was it Grasmere?
It was Grasmere or Grasmere. I think it's pronounced Grasmere. And Mike finally got the aforementioned gingerbread.
Oh, yes, the great gingerbread, which was the gingerbread shop and recipe has been there since, I think it was 1886 or something.
It was something mental to that extent. And then I looked on the frequently asked questions on the website, and someone was like, oh, what the hell are these cars doing?
That is not what they said on the website, Meg.
Yeah, that's what they said on the website. On the website, someone had asked the question, can we get the recipe? And it's locked in a bank vault.
Yeah,
it's a secret and it's locked in a bank vault.
Yeah, so it's like a 150 year old gingerbread recipe.
Yeah, third generation.
And Megan doesn't like gingerbread because she's a scrub.
I do not. I tried the gingerbread, but I enjoyed the texture of it, but the flavours were not for me.
Whereas I had some gingerbread and I thought it was bloody lovely. It was
bloody lovely.
Absolutely lovely. I bought 12 pieces. I'd be careful of that. Yeah.
I'm being careful.
No, it's because sometimes they have wide berths and they might swing out a bit.
Yeah, well, I'm past the tractor. Fuck you, tractor.
But yeah, I bought like 12 pieces of gingerbread, which I'm very excited about. You bought a bit of fudge.
Yeah, I bought some fudge from the gingerbread shop.
I bought some ginger fudge.
Yeah, which I won't be eating.
Yeah, which all for me, which is cool. I'm taking some back for my mum as well.
And I'm taking back some.
Huzzah! So we had some gingerbread. We went to this nice little tea room as well, where we each had a coffee. I had some lemonade that was lush.
That tea room was also established in the 1800s as well, and they were also a third generation ownership of the place, but I think the third generation has now sold it to somebody else that used to work with them, so they're like a family friend.
Well, they said something like they're...
Oh, the owner...
It's like
owner
a godparent.
It's the godparents of the previous owner's kids, yeah.
Yeah, so still very... Like,
so although it's not technically family, it's still like...
Well, it's not by blood, but it is still family.
Family, yeah.
Yeah, but it was quite cool that there was a little story at the tea... I think it's just called Grasmere Tea Rooms, or Tea Garden or something.
Tea Garden.
And it was really cool because, yeah, Megan read that out to me on the back. It was saying that, like, travellers used to come by and there was just this old woman who used to...
The old woman who just had a kitchen.
And she used to just give out food and drink and stuff to, like, travellers. And then she started making a profit from it eventually and opened up a little tea room. But we had some really lush chocolate fudge cake, which was amazing.
Coffee
each, and also you had some sparkling elderflower, and I had lemonade. I had like the really lush old school lemonade that's not even fizzy, and it was
Sicilian lemonade.
It was so thirst quenching. It was amazing.
Then we went for a walk. Oh, and we got a free parking. We've been so lucky with parking.
We've been very lucky with parking. Some guy who had a ticket, because the ticket system, they're like, you get 1 hour, 2 hour, three, four, or then nine, and they'd clearly been there since early morning, and they got their ticket lasted until like six, and we drove in at what, one-ish, and there was a guy there and he was like, oh, do you need to buy a ticket? And we're like, yeah. And he was like, do you want this? And it lasted till six.
Yeah, it was great.
So we used that for 3 hours, and then when it got to four and we were leaving, we managed to find someone else who was just about to pay for a ticket, and we gave it to them for the last 2 hours. So it was good deed for the day after eating loads of
gingerbread. And also yesterday we managed to get away with not paying parking as well. We were very fortunate. But yeah, we went on a... I think it was about 3 miles, wasn't it, the walk?
Yeah, around the lake of Grasmere.
It was nice.
It was really lush, but my feet are aching now. But we've got loads of gingerbread, we've got loads of fudge. We've basically got enough fudge for days. We bought a lot of the fudge from, I think it's called Rowley's...
Rowley's
fudge place, I don't know. But when we bought like two packs. That was down in Liverpool, which was lush. And we've had like one square between us each day. We've got one square left for tomorrow. And then we're off to Warwick Castle and stuff. But I think I'm going to be releasing this episode either later today or tomorrow. So I won't have the recording for Warwick Castle and things. So yes, you'll just... Yeah. Maybe I'll ramble about it at the end of the next official podcast episode, which I think is with Bruce Wozniak, but I can't remember. But yeah, so that's basically been our little trip. I don't believe there'll be anything else to add. Just that Liverpool was lots of fun. Blackpool was tacky, but still lots of fun. And the Lake District is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I want to 100% come back to the Lake District again. It's absolutely stunning.
It's also one of those things that's different around here where, because of the little local communities and things, everyone says hello to you. And I personally would rather they didn't. I would rather people didn't, because then I can't really be bothered to say hello back to people because I'm a rude git. But if they do say hello to me, I will say hello back. But like living in Southampton, no one says hello to you. They just say to fuck
people
off.
People just like avert eye contact.
Yeah. You just get sworn at if you don't move out of the way or if you bump into someone by accident. But the funny thing is, though, is down south, everyone's quite on it with social distancing, whereas up here, no one cares at all.
Yeah.
They're all very polite about it, but no one...
Yeah, there was a lot of... people just don't social distance up here.
But no, there's a couple of shops where you do wear a face mask and you have to, but a lot of the other shops are far more lenient on it. But yeah, it's been a really, really fun trip. Obviously, we've got a little bit more, and then when we go back to Southampton stuff, I've got a few days where we're just going to chill out and just watch Star Wars stuff and then do whatever you want on your day.
Yeah, Star Wars Day and then Megan's Day.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe, all that usual tomfoolery and stuff. And, well, I'll talk to you next week with my guest.
Bye!